This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering after flagging off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh, highlighting the importance of reforms in Indian railways. The Prime Minister said now even foreign tourists are amazed to see the Vande Bharat trains. Modi noted that more than 160 Vande Bharat Express trains are now operating in the country and congratulated the citizens of the country on this achievement. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the winter session of Parliament from December 1 to 19 next. In a social media post, Rijiju said that the government is looking forward to a constructive and meaningful session that strengthens democracy and serves the aspirations of the countrymen. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today laid the foundation stone for Assam's first university focused on technical and vocational education and training at Bholaguri in Vishwanath district. The Swahid Kanaklata Barua State University will offers courses in various technology domains, including artificial intelligence and machine learning, cybersecurity, blockchain, drone and navigation technology, quantum computing, brain-computer interface, Internet of Things, and smart cities and smart environments. The university will come up in a total area of 241 acres with a built-up area of 7 lakh square feet. Governor K.T. Parnaik today emphasized the importance of discipline, professionalism and a human approach in policing while gracing the 53rd Racing Day of Arunachal Pradesh Police at PTC Bandadua. Highlighting the need for smart policing, he urged greater adoption of technology, regular orientation and continuous training to meet evolving challenges. The governor also inaugurated an exhibition on new criminal laws, a new classroom building with advanced training facilities and flagged off mobile forensic vans, interceptor vehicles and recovery cranes, the first of their kind in the state. Earlier, he laid a wreath at the Martyrs' Pillar and reviewed the parade. He also distributed the DGP's commendation disc to meritorious officers. Home Minister Mama Natung, DGP Anand Mohan and IGP Law and Order Chuku Apa also spoke on the occasion. Chief Minister Pema Khandu extended warm greetings to all ranks of the Arunachal Pradesh Police on the occasion of its 53rd Racing Day. In his message on the microblogging site X, the Chief Minister lauded the police personnel for their dedication, discipline and courage in safeguarding lives and maintaining peace across the state. Khandu conveyed his heartfelt appreciation to the entire police fraternity and wish them continued strength, pride and success in their noble service to the people of Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated the new academic and administrative blocks of Dorji Khandu Government College, Tawang today, lauding the institution's progress since its inception in 2016. He praised the college for maintaining excellent research and results and discipline and highlighted the state's commitment to implementing the National Education Policy NEP 2020 in letter and spirit. Khandu announced a major increase in the Karamveer Dorji Khandu Merit Scholarship to 5 lakh, 3 lakh and 2 lakh rupees for the top three positions. He also assured sanction of additional faculty, construction of a boundary wall and development of a playground near Tawang Stadium. The Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies, CESHS, in collaboration with the National Center for Polar and Ocean Research, NCPOR, today launched the fourth Khangri Glacier Expedition in the Magochu Basin under the Gurichen Mountains of Arunachal Pradesh. Led by Dr. Paramanand Sharma, a noted Indian glaciologist, the eight-day mission aims to study glacier mass balance, dynamics, and the impact of climate change on the eastern Himalayan cryosphere. It will also assess the formation of glacial lakes and risk of glacial lake outburst floods, GOLFs. That's all in this bulletin. Namaskar.